Welcome everyone, as Hashem, we're learning Shari Tshuva, Shar Aleph, Anu Ois Ois Yudalid, Erev Shabbos Kodesh, Parshas Yisroi. Ben Yonah continues to discuss the importance of Yogoin, of grief, over the Aveira person committed as a higher level of Tshuva, and he brings as an example of this from David HaMelech. V'omar David Alav HaShalom, Hashem negdecha kol ta'avasi. Hashem, before you, negdecha kol ta'avasi v'anchasi, mimcholoi nistera. Before you is my entire yearning, my sighing, my anchasi is not concealed from you. What does this mean? Gluyo lifanecho kol ta'avosi. It is revealed, says David to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says David HaMelech, it is revealed to you, Hashem, about my entire yearning, ta'avosi, my desire to come back to you. Ki eineni, eineno zulasi la'avoidasecho. David HaMelech says, there's nothing else in life I want but to serve you. In fact, David HaMelech is referred to in Tanakh as an Eved, as a servant of Hashem, the most, more than any other individual in all of Tanakh. David HaMelech says, Gluya lefanecha kol ta'avasi. You Hashem know my rotzen. You Hashem know my desire. Ki eineno zulasi la'avoidoscha. I want to be involved in serving you and only you. The Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva, Perek Yud, Halacha Gimel, writes in regards to the proper service of Hashem, of loving Hashem, to be an Oyev Hashem, to love Hashem, that a person is consumed with a passion to do mitzvahs, to think about Hashem and nothing else. And David HaMelech is telling HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I am overwhelmed with yearning to do your will. Va'ato yodeya anchasi, and you Hashem, you know my pain. You know my anguish. Ki eineno al iskei ha'olam v'hadvarim ha'kolim. Says David HaMelech, my desires are not on Olam Hazeh, that wither away and have no meaning. Zulasi al chatoi v'al koitzer yodi ba'avoidosu. Rather, says David HaMelech, my focus is on chatoi, which means the loisa say, if I fell short in your service because I transgressed the negative commandments, zulasi al chatoi, that's the loisa say, the negative commandments, va'al koitze yodi ba'avoidoscho, and not fulfilling the asay, the positive commandments, va'al koitze yodi ba'avoidoscho, and not transgressing, and not fulfilling rather, the proper service of doing the mitzvahs properly. This is what David HaMelech is saying, and this is what Ben Yonah is teaching us. There's a person who wants to do tshuva. He has to feel this. He has to feel, did I fall short al chatoi on transgressing the negative commandments, both between man and Hashem, and between man and man? Va'al koitze yadi ba'avaydoscha. Did I fall short in fulfilling the mitzvahs asay between bein adam lechaveroi, between man and man, and bein adam lamakim, between man and Hashem? Person has to think to himself. Person has to say, well, do I know what the mitzvahs are? That's the first step. A person has to know what he has to do, what he has to not, must do, what he has to avoid. He concludes over here, of Omar Echad min ha-mitznaplim, Bechin Erkoi, about a person who davens with great intensity, And he said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in his tefillah, An chosi mi pachtecha, my sighing, an chosi, my sighing, is caused by my fear of you, mi pachtecha. Harchek mi meni ha'anochus. And the person davened and asked Hashem to remove, says Rabbeinu Yonah, from me all of other causes of sighing. I want to focus on only spiritual acquisitions. Like we said earlier, when a person has a loss, a financial loss, how does he feel? When a person loses out an opportunity to daven with the minyan, an opportunity to learn with the shir, how does he feel? V'da'agosi mikoytze yodi ba'avoydoscho, harchik mimeni hadogois. My worrying, my concern, should only be mikoytze yodi ba'avoydoscho. If there's a deficiency in serving you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and all other worries should be meaningless to me. This is the attitude, it's a high madrega. We have to know what to strive for. This is Shar Aleph Ois Yodalid. It's Hashem. We'll continue next week with the fourth principle of tshuva, Hatzar B'maisa. Have a wonderful Shabbos.